All right, Sherry.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Sherry Marshall, and I want to welcome you to the Monday Motivational Call. Tonight, I am blessed to be able to interview Dr. Foster and Terry Malmed. And I've met both of them and absolutely think they're fantastic individuals. Dr. Foster is a chiropractor, a member of the ASEA Medical Professional Board, and they are both incredible, successful triple diamonds in ASEA. So welcome you guys for to the call tonight.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you so much, Sherry and Terry, for having us on the call. It is our pleasure to be here.
Pleasure. Good. Thanks for having us.
Good. We'd love for you to start out sharing a little bit about your background and what really brought you to ASEA. We would like for each of you to share that, so if you'll take a couple of minutes and give us your background and what brought you to this wonderful company.
Well, Sherry, I guess I will start this. My occupation was a personal trainer. So I was a personal trainer for 15 years. I had my own personal training studio, and that was my passion. I could help people. But the thing was, I could only help them one person at a time, 1 hour at a time. And it was actually 6 years ago, this past Friday, that a friend of ours from California called and said that he had met the founders of this amazing company. He was introduced to this amazing saltwater product. He called it a sports product. And he just said, Doc, he goes, it just seems like this miracle. But I got to meet the founders. I got to meet the physicist. He goes, I'm blown away, but I don't quite understand the science. I'm just really, really excited, and I would love if you guys would try the product, if you would join the business and try it. And so kind of as a favor to him, we did it. He just really talked about the cardiovascular benefits. That's what intrigued me as being a personal trainer. He talked about the time to VO2 max and ventilatory threshold, and he talked about these impossible numbers that were going to happen in about 2 weeks. And so I said, you know, for me, Sherry, it was just one more thing. I was probably the healthiest sick person that you knew. I did everything from my own juicing to handfuls of antioxidants. I was seeing a lot of doctors. Nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. I was on lots of medication. I did everything, alternative, Western, Eastern medicine, everything, and I was just so sick. So uncomfortable. Everything in my body hurt, extreme fatigue. I could barely get out of my own way. And so for me, it was like, fine, you know what? I'll do one more thing. And so we said, sure. We ordered a case, which was probably the worst thing to do, to share one case amongst a couple, but we didn't know any better. And lucky for us, on day three of taking this saltwater sports product, I got out of bed, and I remember exactly, it was a Wednesday, and I got out of bed, and everything in my body felt good. Nothing hurt. I was able to walk. It used to take me about 15, 20 minutes to get out of bed in the morning because everything hurt. Just to put my feet on the floor hurt, and I got out of bed that day, and I felt fantastic, and it was the best day I'd had in 6 years, and I said to Foster that day, something's going on. Nothing hurts. And he didn't quite understand, when you're really sick for so many years, you stop complaining to family and friends, because for my husband, especially being a healer, he couldn't help me. And so it was just very sad for him. So I stopped complaining. So when I said nothing hurts, he didn't quite understand that nothing hurt. So that was the beginning for me. On day four, I felt even better. Day five, I didn't have to nap anymore. I just felt like $1 million. And I said to Foster, I said, it's got to be this product. It's got to be this ASEA stuff. I didn't even know how to pronounce it at the time. I said, it's got to be this. And Foster said, sweetie, it can't be. He said, it's a sports product. Now, at the time, Foster had not done his research, and Foster loves to research. But again, we kind of just were doing it as a favor. So he hadn't done his research, but on day eight, and I'm going to turn it over to Foster, he had some of his own changes, and that's kind of where things really started to take off. So I'll pass it to Foster.
Awesome.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Terry. I feel like the odd guy out. I don't rhyme. So that was the beginning of our story. The really cool part is, so Terry said on day three, that's when she noticed her changes. We had come back from a vacation, and our case was waiting for us, and it just happened to be August 15th, 2010, when we had our first 2-ounce dose of ASEA. So this is in a very apropos time. It couldn't have been a better day to have us on this call, because we've been celebrating all week that this was the anniversary. You know, to talk business for a second, you know, when you come into these businesses and people say, as Terry was talking about, you got to persist and do it for 3 to 7 years. Plan on 7 if you never really did this before, and now it's 6 years, and it's awesome, and it's 6 years today that we had our first doses that changed our life, and just because we share a lot, the lives of thousands and thousands of people.
Talk about you.
So Terry would like me to talk about... Thank you so much. Terry wants me to talk about me, and probably so does Terry and Sherry. So, more than Mary, I guess. All right, so I started seeing my wife's changes. So my wife was really ill for years, and it's interesting. It was 6 years of feeling really poorly, and now we've been in this business for 6 years, and it has been quite a ride. So as I saw my wife getting better, and she said, you know, I had my own changes, my changes paled in comparison to her changes. So I had seasonal problems. I had some other things. I had lack of mental clarity. I just had that brain fog that happens when you start heading into your 50s, and it just didn't feel great. And on the 8th day of being on this product, one of my patients said, the ragweed is horrible today. And I said, I sniffed and I said, nope, it's not. And they said, yes, it is. Check your little laptop right there. And I did. And it said extremely high, and it made no sense because I felt great. And my eyes felt great, and my sinuses felt great, and my throat felt great, and it made no sense. It was like, okay, and I just took note. And then a little while later, somebody in my office needed somebody's phone number, and I said, oh, that's 278-7070. And they said, why do you know that? I said, oh, because I called them a couple of months ago. I don't know why I know that. And as the hours went on, my brain got sharper and sharper. And I called Terry, and I said, I don't know what's going on, but the hay fever stuff is not bugging me, and my mouth is keeping up with my brain for the first time in years, and I don't get it, and I also just happen to have unlimited energy. So when I got home from work, I said, I don't know what's going on. I feel amazing, and I have no idea why. And Terry said, now will you start looking at that ASEA stuff. I think she pronounced it right. And that's when I started my research. And the first thing I did was read Dr. Gary Samuelson's book. I figured might as well go right to the atomic medical physicist with a background in nanotechnology and see what that guy had to say about this stuff. And I got halfway through the book. And if you haven't read it, it's lots of microbiology and cell physiology and biochemistry, all those really cool things. And I said to my wife, this is why we feel better, and this is going to change the world.
You know what? And Foster forgot to talk about, he's a chiropractor, and he was only in the hospital. He was asked to come into the hospital here in our town, and it had only been 6 months at that time that a chiropractor in a New York hospital that wasn't quite what most doctors would say. They didn't give him a welcome party.
No parade for me.
And he actually decided to bring the product into the hospital. So I think he left that part out, as my husband is a pioneer. And for 5 years, he had the ASEA and then Renew 28 in the hospital. So it was pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And, you know, Terry, speak to that a little bit as far as what kind of roadblocks did he face trying to bring it into a hospital? I mean, I'm sure they just welcomed him and said, you know, hey, you know, right? No problems at all.
No, it was awesome from day one. No, that's not true. So there was a lot of profanity. There were a lot of eye rolls. There were a lot of, yeah, rights. So I say, you know, to people here in the Northeast, it's like, we took the bullets and the arrows for you. I got my wife back, and I got my brain back, and I knew what this stuff did. I knew it was going to work 100% of the time, and I knew it wasn't going to hurt anybody in a hospital or anywhere else for that matter. So I just kept talking to different doctors in the hospital, and they would see amazing changes in patients, and the vast majority of them didn't want to know anything about it. And it was fascinating to me. And then when a doctor did say, sure, I'll look. And sure, I'll look at some more. And once it started getting too close to a decision that was antithetical to everything they believed in, they said, no, I don't need any more information. So it was fascinating trying to bring this into the hospital. Got a great group of people who did use it. Tons and tons of my patients, and they had other doctors in the hospital that they saw, so they all knew what was going on. Some saw absolutely impossible changes with people who had very bleak futures, who then no longer had bleak futures. And even though they saw it, they chose to ignore it because they didn't want to upset anybody, whether it was their spouse or whether it was the boss if they were in a group. It was just very, very difficult. So we persisted all through the hospital in and around the hospital in the community. And as our conviction grew with more and more people on this product, there was just no stopping us because there was no stopping us from talking.
And Foster, you know, they did actually do their research because we were wondering, you know, we kept thinking, well, they're going to, you know, they're going to try to kick him out. But Foster had done enough research to know that it was 100% safe, 100% real, worked on everybody. And so that was what he risked. But they did actually do their research. And they had, why don't you tell that story? Because we're wondering, like, why hasn't anybody said anything? But they had done their research, of course. And I'll let Foster tell that.
So okay. I've been utilizing a C in the hospital for about 4 months. And one of the head administrators came down. They asked me to make a donation to the hospital for Christmas time. Imagine that. So I said I would give a donation. So this person from the foundation, who was number two or three in the hospital, came down. And one of the security guards in the hospital needed an emergency bottle of ASEA because he had run out and wasn't feeling well and didn't order on time. So I had a bottle sitting out waiting for a guy. So this woman came in waiting for a check, and she was tapping her hand on the ASEA bottle on the counter in my office. And I was just waiting, thinking, here it comes. She's just going to let me know that it's time for me to leave after she takes my check. And she said, you know, up in administration, we know about this product. And I said, oh, that's great. And she said, actually, one of the most important people to this hospital says he's not in a wheelchair anymore because of this product. So we have our eye on this product, and it interests us, and we may have you talk to us about it at some point.
Wow. Well, yep. You know, what I really hear from this, really, is that, and you have helped so many people tonight already, and I'm sure you know that, that we go in, we talk to our doctors, we talk to people, and we go, why don't you get it? It's okay. They may get it, but they may be afraid to get it, is what you're really saying. And, you know, it just threatens them so much of really what they have been taught, but your conviction, your belief, and really your bravery of staying with it has really opened the doors to so many. So I've got to say thank you so much for sharing that piece of it.
I have to say, you know, I give my husband such credit and kudos that he walked with his head held high in that hospital, first being a chiropractor and then to bring in a saltwater-based network marketing product in. And he walked and he did not care if people, if they looked funny at him. He didn't care. He said, you go ahead and laugh now. I'm going to be the one laughing later. And so, you know, it didn't matter. They only know what they know, Sherry. And,
that's right.
You know, they, and again, a lot of our friends are medical doctors, and we cannot fault them. They only know, what they're taught. And if it's not FDA, they don't know what to do with it, except for those that are innovative, those that are pioneers. And so my husband's a pioneer.
No, I'm just going to add a very quick anecdote that I haven't really told anyone. So After we were sharing the product in the hospital, and one of the doctors before a long weekend asked me to bring two cases to him in his office. He was the head of pain management in the hospital. And as I was on my way over, another doctor who runs the orthopedic department, who had laughed at me about the product, I was passing by him, and he saw me holding a double box with two cases, and he said, "Oh," laughing, "what are you doing with that?" And I said, "Oh, I'm taking this to a smart doctor."
Yay.
That's my husband.
I love it. And, you know, I've got to say, Terry, you know, I know you give all the credit to Dr. Foster, and he is absolutely fantastic, but without your support, it's much harder. So, you know, it takes the two of you to make such a successful business, because I've seen the two of you work together. You're a fantastic couple.
Sherry, I'm going to interrupt. You have no idea how right you are. So I am still a practicing chiropractor. I love my job. Terry is the backbone, no pun intended, of this business. Terry does this business when people on this call want to know, how do you get successful? When you're going for helping the world, you do what Terry does. 12, 14, 16-hour days. No call is too small. No person is too small. Terry works this business from, as we say, eight to faint. And Terry is so successful because of her determination. She got her life back. When people say, "What's your why?" Her why is she wants to help people have the same result that she did. She runs the vast majority of this business. Please make no mistake.
Wow. Thanks. That's awesome. I love the way y'all love each other anyway. Okay, so I'm a big
fan. So do we.
What can I say? Yeah. So how do you handle if somebody doesn't get the results right away like you guys did? Because, you know, y'all got them. You tried one case, you got the results. What if, when you are introducing this to people, what do you tell them to kind of set up the expectations correctly?
That's a great question, Sherry. 90 days, period. So I was so lucky, and so lucky for us and for all of the people that we brought in, because I had great results in 3 days, but not everybody has that. Some people, it's, you know, 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. Everybody is different. And what I say, nobody, and I am 100% convicted with this, that anybody that joins my business or is going to be one of my customers, they have to give me 90 days. 90 days to change their life, period. If somebody says, "You know what, I'll try it for a month," I say, "You know what, it's just not for you right now," because it's not fair. Because 50%, I mean, and these are some percentages, and yes, there's give and take on each end, but about 50% will perceive a feeling in within 30 days, 80% within 60 days, and 90% within 90 days. Whether they feel it or not, and I let them know this, it is working within 20 minutes of ingesting. It is working. It is changing things in your blood. It is working on you. Your body is going to heal at the pace, at the rate, whatever it needs to heal from, it's going to heal from. But just because you may not perceive the feeling. So it's really important, I say, you've got to give me 90 days to change your life. And that's really hard for some people, because we want to get those customers. We want to help people. We want to say, you know what, try a bottle. Try a case. No. Give me 3 months, 3 full months. And again, whether you feel it or not, it's working. And if somebody says, "Well, you know, I've been taking it for 2 weeks, I don't feel anything," I say, "Well, do you take vitamins? Do you take supplements?" "Well, sure." I say, "Do you do cartwheels down the street after you take your vitamin?" You know, it's like people, we have to set the right expectations for people. They have to understand nothing is better for you than ASEA. There's not a more important supplement. I don't tell anybody. I say, take all your supplements, take your medications, do what you're doing. I don't tell them to stop. I say, add ASEA to the mix, because all those antioxidants that you're taking cannot work without redox signaling. And so it's just really important, guys. I said, if, you know, it shoots people in the foot, it shoots the client, the associate, and the company in the foot. If you don't have them stay on it long enough for them to perceive the feeling. So it's
excellent.
Working. Okay, so that's what I say. You have to give me 90 days, period.
Excellent. I love that. And several things that you said was just, it was just so right on, and I think it's the conviction, again, it comes through, and that's the important thing. So you guys share a little bit, you've been business builders of the year, how do you approach the business with somebody? Let's say, you're talking to somebody and you really want to talk to them about the business standpoint, because obviously you know it works and it works well. What are some of the things that you guys share that would be helpful to some of the people on the call?
Well, it depends. Are we talking warm market, cold market? I mean, at this point, we're really talking to cold market. So I'm just looking for people that have that something special. That's something that, a certain type of personality. Like if I'm at a restaurant and I have a great waitress, I just met somebody. She was just awesome in Atlanta. And I just said to her, she just called everybody by name. She just created this, she just had this personality that was just striking. And every person that came up to that cash register, she was talking to, calling them by name. And I said to her, I want you in my business. I said, I need you to be in my business. I said, there's just something about you. And she said, I want to be in your business. She didn't know. But it was just you said it, Sherry, it's my conviction, it's my passion, and we have to stop being afraid. There's so many people it's so easy to talk about the product because we believe in the product, but the opportunity is just as amazing. So looking for those people, just making those connections with people, finding out their name, asking what they do, what is their passion, do you love what you're doing here at this job, is this what you want to do forever, are you looking for something, are you looking for change, are you looking for residual income, are you looking for that passion in life? So it's just really getting to know people and really putting a smile on your face. And I talked about that on the charge-up call in the beginning of August. And I just said, putting a smile on your face and smiling at somebody opens those doors. And stop being afraid, because we have something that everybody needs to hear about and everybody needs to know about. And if you have that confidence and you believe in our products and in our opportunity, and that you just look for those certain type of people and smile at them, it opens the doors.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yes, the thing, too, is that whenever that you guys, when I see either one of you, you're always smiling and you are always having fun. whenever that we were in Florida, it's all about, and that attracts other people when you have that joy in your life. And I think that's really what you're saying, that just like she said, I want to be in your business. Didn't even know what your business was, but she knew it must be good, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. That's all about, yeah.
So where do you guys see ASEA going in the next few years?
Oh, gosh, that's a loaded question. Everywhere. Foster and I, and I'll put him back on, but we've been in since the beginning when we were the first ones on the Northeast here. Nobody knew about it, and we were just really looking for anybody. Where this company is going, we went from, United States, Canada, into Mexico, Europe, where we're going, just being in 26 countries. And now with this tier two market and the tier one, we're going so many places. We are so excited this year. I think we have the most excitement where this company is going. The global expansion is huge. And that's something, and I'm glad you said that, Sherry. I ask people, too, if you could open a market. When you join our business, you are opening yourself up to international. You're opening an international business. If you could open a country, which country would it be? And that excites people. And they start thinking about it, and I go, well, let me see. Well, that's on our tier two market, or that's on our tier one where our company's going to open. So we're going everywhere, Sherry. This company is going big, and we're going with it. And I want people going with it. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We want them all coming with us, don't we?
Absolutely. So my answer for this is, being on the medical board, I'm one of those weird people that loves the research and the science, and I love watching the evolution of the acceptance of our science. So, you know, we started 6 years ago, and I say that we built a business with a chisel and a rock, and we didn't have tools. And now people, you know, everybody's so lucky that comes into this. They have so many tools, so many ways to share this, whether it's product or athletics or business or health, it doesn't matter. We have it. And it's just amazing to watch. And then you see things like, you know, you see Dr. Watson come out and talk about redox signaling. Then you see our metabolite study. Then you see our new oxidative stress study. Then you see Huffington Post out of nowhere. I emailed the guy and he said, no, he didn't pay for that. I was just researching new technologies and you guys were awesome. And so as you see the world starting to accept, and now Terry and I are getting called at least once a week, can you talk to this doctor? They want to talk to you. And in the beginning, trust me, they didn't want to talk to me. It's fascinating now to talk about business, because this is a business. This is a global business. Doctors are not doing that well. And when you look at the numbers of what doctors are earning, it's going down each year. So they're going to be looking for alternate streams of income, and why not help their patients in another way with no side effects? So that's where I see this going. The medical community is going to catch on, but it's going to be probably through their patients when they're good and ready, and it may take some time, but it's happening.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the research and science, is there any particular one thing that has come out that you feel like is like a go-to for you whenever you want to send somebody somewhere to look at something?
Ah, well, I love the science of a SIA video, the new one. Maybe I'm a little biased.
I think
it's really powerful. I do. And now the new opportunity video with ASEA is just amazing. You know, it really depends on what somebody's looking for. And I think that's important for people to understand, is that we can't make people fit the mold. We have to find where they're at in their life. So just depends. If somebody is looking for, you know, anti-aging and skin, then of course I go the Renew Advanced. If somebody is health and wellness, I'm going for ASEA, the science of ASEA. If somebody's looking for an opportunity or a better way, I'm looking at the opportunity videos. You know, we just have so many great tools out there, and I love the Redox Doc to just educate people on redox signaling. I think that's powerful to use that, not so much about ASEA, but about teaching people about redox signaling and how it plays an important role in every system of the body.
Yep,
absolutely.
And I'm just going to help give Terry a little credit. So Terry, we've been using the Redox Doc, and that's an awesome, awesome website that talks about redox signaling, but to be totally proper, and now we see all these things going on with watchdog groups coming after network marketing companies that make health claims, we don't want to put the word ASEA in that email.
Absolutely.
We don't want to talk about ASEA. We don't want to put it in the subject line. When you're sending the redoxdoc.com, you're just talking about redox signaling and the power of redox signaling. Leave ASEA off of there. Take it out of your signature at the bottom so we stay nice and compliant while giving people great information about redox signaling. And the other tool that I've been using lately is go on YouTube and get the lecture by Ann Louise Gittleman from Convention. It's awesome nutritional information, and it's a woman who has written 30 books about nutrition, and she says ASEA is the best product of the 21st century.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know, I want to thank y'all. We're closing it out, and then we'll open it up for a few questions. But y'all, you guys really were pioneers. You think about 2010 is when you actually came in. I can't believe it was on this date in 2010. So, again, congratulations and happy anniversary that you started using the product. But you really were pioneers at a time that there wasn't anything to really help you educate people. And we are blessed to have so much and to have people like you to come on calls to, again, help educate people. So I thank you so much for taking your time tonight. And if it's all right with you, we're going to stop the recording, and then what we'll do is open it up for questions.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sherry.
Yes, we're honored, Sherry and Terry. Thanks so much.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right. Let's stop the recording.